Hi, good morning friends. Welcome to today's morning briefing session. First of all, a disclaimer that this podcast is only for education purpose and we do not recommend or advocate any stocks mentioned during the call. The sources of our information are various publicly available data sites such as investing.com, Moneycontrol, Bloomberg, Business Standard, ET, Mint, BSE, Financial Express and others. So we start by looking at updates from chemical/agrochemical sector before we move on to other segments and also bring you the updates from stock market. So over to Abhishek now.
Many thanks, Pratham. We will start our updates with chemical sector. So, Shri Pushkar Chemicals and Fertilizer has announced the trial production of new plant, that is Unit 5, at Ratnagiri district. The said capex was for this plant was about 105 crores, which has been completed by the company through internal accruals and cash surplus of the company. The new facility has production capacity of 66,000 metric tons per annum for sulfur chemistry and its derivative and about 7,200 metric tons per annum for dyes intermediate. This facility is completely integrated facility. The dry trial run with respect to plant has been commissioned successfully and the trial production has been started. Vishnu Chemicals has informed that the wholly owned subsidiary Vishnu Barium Private Limited has completed the brownfield expansion of its plant at Chittoor district in Andhra Pradesh. This expansion increases the capacity by 50% from the current 40,000 metric tons per annum in the subsidiary company. From Cosmo Specialty Chemicals, 100% subsidiary of Cosmo Films, has announced its launch of two new eco-friendly polyester dyeing agents, which is polyester PB and polyester PLD, aiding in better result for polyester dyeing. Polyester PB is an effective anti-acidic pH buffer for polyester dyeing, which ensures uniform buffering action and also reduces the risk of change in shades caused by the fluctuation of pH values. On the fertilizer side, Indian Potash Limited has signed an agreement with Israeli Chemical Limited, ICL, for the supply of muriate of potash for next 5 years. An MOU between the two firms was signed in New Delhi. As per the deal, Israel Chemicals Limited has agreed to supply 6 to 6.5 lakh metric ton of muriate of potash to India. This is yearly capacity from 2022 to 2027. This will further propel agricultural production in the country, thereby improving the lives of farmer community. So we'll keep a watch on the potash imports. On Dharuka Group, there has been an MOU signed between Dharuka Group and Sri Kanad Narendra Agricultural University, Jaipur, for working together for trials, verification of new technologies and transfer the same to large number of farmers. This MOU includes joint venture on drone technologies and demonstration of agri-drones for spray of fertilizer and agrochemicals. Also, training of farmers, scientists and other agriculture stakeholders on new technology will be done under this MOU. And to end the updates, Aurobindo Pharma, in its regulatory filing, has announced that it has acquired business and certain assets of Veritas Health for cash consideration of about 171 crores. Veritas sells branded generic formulation and other health-related product in Indian market. Its sales and distribution network covers about 50,000 retailers spread across 23 cities. The acquisition, as per the Aurobindo management, would help them in launchpad for marketing biosimilars and other products in India. And this deal is in line with the company's target to expand its footprint in Indian domestic formulation market. So we will keep a watch here. This is all from my side. Over to Puratan for more sector specific news and markets in general. Thank you.
Thank you, Abhishek. So we start by looking at updates from the US markets. regular procedure. So Dow Jones ended 94 points up, S&P was up by 32 points, and Nasdaq made a quick and a good recovery there, so 185 points. US 30 futures is presently trading at 27 points up. US 500 futures trading 1.3 points up. So yesternight, all these indices made some quick gains toward the end of the session. So it seems to be a positive news, obviously, for the Asian economies. And oil is trading presently at 111 odd dollars per barrel. Yeah, so 111 odd barrels, and it corrected about 5% yesterday. So this obviously would act as a catalyst for the markets to remain buoyant in the northward direction. And SGX Nifty is presently trading around 17,355 levels. Nifty yesterday closed around 17,222 points. So yesterday, after declining for almost about 3 hours, Nifty made some quick gains in the later half, especially after 12:30. This is around the time when oil also dropped, and most of the European economies, as they opened, they were also doing good around this time. So most of the European economies were in green at this point in time, 12:30 p.m. yesterday, and oil also started correcting around this point in time. And Nifty made some quick gains post 12:30, especially around 1:30 or 2 p.m. So Nifty trading in tandem, rather in reverse direction with the oil, and probably oil seems to be a greater factor for Nifty's movement. So if oil continues its downtrend, probably Nifty could see some upside. So there are expectations that Nifty could possibly 17,300 plus, as we see on SGX Nifty right now. 17,500 is obviously the resistance out there. The Nifty is something that we would want to see, and the markets are waiting to see that. So 17,500 as a resistance, and 17,300 obviously as one of the lower resistance would probably could be beached given the correction in the oil prices and also movement in SGX Nifty. No negative news so far on the war front. It is a status quo, so we've been seeing or watching the same situation for over the past week or so. So nothing that adds to the negative sentiment here. As far as the heat map is concerned, so banking and financials, financial services, oil and gas, information technology, consumer, non-durable metals and mining, pharma, services, telecommunication, retail and real estate, utilities and tobacco trade good yesterday. Chemicals, automotive, conglomerate, engineering and capital goods, and food and beverages corrected yesterday. We are expecting automotive to perform, Bajaj Auto and some other stocks. Maruti were moving forward direction. So we are expecting data around 1st of April from CM, from Society of Automotive Manufacturers. So we hope that this will possibly keep the mood buoyant on the automotive sector. If oil declines, so we will see some positive effect on the bank Nifty. The chart formation and especially the recovery in the later part for both Nifty and bank Nifty suggests that this could be headed upwards to provided oil sustains its or rather continues with its downward trend. As far as the Asian economies are concerned, so it's a mixed set. Australia is in green, however China and Hong Kong seem to be in red, and other smaller economies like Indonesia and Malaysia are also in red. So it is less than 0.5% decline, but they are in red. Japan is also a mixed set of numbers, so Japan is slightly up. So mixed set of performance from the Asian economies, and Shanghai has been put under lockdown, which is building pressure, negative pressure on oil prices, and also probably keeping the sentiment on those stock exchanges in the negative territory. Now we will move on to some sectors, some stock specific news. So Zee Entertainment, So the company's largest shareholder, which is Invesco, has welcomed Bombay High Court's ruling in the favor and decided to not go ahead with the EGM, which has sought to remove Puneet Goenka from the Giants board. Ruchi Soya, so which is the Patanjali-owned edible oil manufacturing company, has come up with a follow-on public offering, and this has already opened yesterday. It has been subscribed at about 2x times. It's been oversubscribed rather, and we need to see how this would possibly perform. Hero MotoCorp, so multiple offices of Hero MotoCorp have been raided in the past couple of days, and we need to see possibly what could be the sentiment on Hero MotoCorp in the wake of this news. And Hero MotoCorp has something that has not performed rather in the last 5 or 6 days. Yesterday also was a slight movement, not a very strong movement out there, and we wait to see how this could possibly work. Kotak Mahindra Bank, so Canada Pension Fund has offloaded about 2% stake in the company. At the same time, SBI Life has been picked up by Canada Pension Fund, and it is estimated that the deal size is about 500 to 600 odd crores, and they have picked up about a stake of about 2 to 3%. So this would keep the mood on SBI Life fund, and we need to see how this could possibly connect. So this is one stock that we need to watch out for. Zomato will be shutting down its subsidiary, which is a step-down subsidiary in Toronto, and so that's the latest update from Zomato. Zomato has been in the news because of the delivery 10 minutes promise delivery, and that obviously will not only cause a headache for the delivery boys, but also the police department, the traffic department, is rather concerned as to how this could possibly be achieved. As far as market heat map for commodities is concerned, we noticed that menthol was heading in the northward territory. It gained about 2.5%, whereas crude corrected by almost about 6% yesterday. Nickel also, which has been in the news because of its volatile movements, corrected by about 6% yesterday. Other stocks to watch out are Tata Power, wherein it has collaborated with the Rustenji Group to provide end-to-end electric vehicle charging solutions across all residential and commercial projects in the Mumbai metropolitan region. So this is a big news coming from Tata Power. At the same time, Adani Power has also said that they'll be selling EV infrastructure. Now the big guy is getting aggressive on the charging infrastructure, and this probably could build pressure on the smaller players. There are a lot of smaller players in the market, and probably also will help the market to get more organized and more structured. ICICI Bank has said that it will buy a 15% stake in India Debt Resolution Company, and then buy in tranches. So we need to see how this would possibly add to the portfolio of ICICI Bank and its revenues. Subsidiary of Swelect Renewable Energy has commissioned 11 megawatt solar plant in Trichy, which is based out of Tamil Nadu. Power Grid Corporation of India has approved an investment of about 820 odd crores in 5 different projects, which will include transmission system and which is basically involves strengthening of the transmission system beyond Kolhapur for export of power from solar and wind energy zones in the southern region, and a transmission system strengthening for Srinagar Leh transmission system. Also, augmentation of transformation capacity in the southern region. On the Welspun specialty solution, so company has received about 16 crores from one of its customers, which is a public sector bank, after an arbitral award passed in favor of the company. So this is all from our side for today. We wish you a happy trading day. Trade safe, trade rich. Today seems to be a buying day. I will do your own assessment, and there are no stock specific recommendations in this podcast. We're just trying to capture all the stocks which are in news and which are trending. So we'll see you tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye and take care of yourself.